My name is Roberto Vargas, originally from Nicaragua and raised in San Francisco's Mission District. I will read my poem called My World Incomplete to complete my world. The years were piling up behind me in my tracks, circling from Nicaragua to San Francisco, y regreso, from tears to struggle, to home again. In 65, I revisited Nicaragua, guided by my Nica neighbor on Bernal Heights, Berman Zuniga, pilot, leather salesman, former Guardia Nacional Air Force cadet, who formed part of an attempted air assault coup against Somoza, was betrayed, then flew his small plane to refuge in Cuba. Berman became my mentor, introduced me to combatientes from the FSLN. In Managua, I rediscovered mi papa, myself, poetry. Years later, Berman and I delivering our Gaceta Sandinista newspapers in bookstores, tiendas on 24th Street, in Los Angeles, in his old Mercedes, hot off our press. In 68, Che was resurrected in three continents, in the coffee-rich hills of Matagalpa, Nicaragua. 68, birthplace of Carlos Fonseca Amador, as Sandino, patriarch of the FSLN 30 years before him. Che's Bolivian crucifixion engendered the Politico Cachorros of Sandino's diaspora in El Mero Barrio de la Misión de Dolores de Postpartum, where we fought for human rights, voting and union rights, women's, gay, and national liberation struggles with one hand on the Bible, the other on our guns. Organizing poetry and prayer of resistance at St. Peter's Church, where I met Casimiro Sotelo in 74 after handing me a wanted poster of Somoza, dead or alive. Casimiro's brother, Casimiro, was a founder of the FSLN, killed in combat in Managua Barrio against Somoza's tanks. I embraced Casimiro with Bernal Heights behind us, posing as Momotombo Light in that San Francisco autumn. La Gaceta Sandinista bears its first leaves, first soldados. I met Raul Venerio pumping gas at 21st South Venice, mismo barrio San Francisco, with the skill of a pilot, the passion of Picasso. Raul became first editor of La Gaceta Sandinista, arquitecto del cyber puente, guided by Compadre Gato, first jefe of the cultural center of La Misión. Alejandro, loyal keeper of the Pochoche Press, Gaceta Sandinista, keeper of the fire, where we created word webs to other barrios where Nicas lived, worked, struggled. Gato taught the technical trucos of how to lay out the fonts, lead articles, distribution. Gato transforming became Compañero Ulises in the Southern Front. Comandante Venerio and Berman teaching us how to fly over Pacific coastal beaches. In mock raids over simulated Somocista targets in 1974 Pacifica rent-a-plane. Dripping of the confidence radiated by moral authority, of innocence, unmoved by the size of the risk posed by a Ronnie Reagan military recon's ability to detect four Sandinista mouse that roared rebeldes in a frenetic flight to a July 79 rendezvous. Then came Anwar, Palestino Nica, student at Berkeley, on motorcycle, nimble, quick-footed, still in his teens, balancing academia with martial arts, demonstrating love and courage between grenades with the humility of his heroism, Flaco Armando, followed by mi cuñado Rey Solis, champion national black belt Karate Do, who led us into Wing Chun rituals, commitment, as we watched the faint steam of chi rise from his shoulders, fingers upstretched to the sky in appeal, reverence, meditation, in our village within a village, mi pueblo dotado. In 1977, poeta, padre, cardenal, exercises with word alchemy, los somosauros from the Mission Cultural Center, Yin Yang Temple, baptizes children, mi hijo Ariel, liberation theology of the heart of Chololandia in praxis, engendered Comandante Chombo, Ferretti, Raul, Venerio, Toño, Anuar, poeta combatiente, Cato Gurguía, Consul General Casimiro, Berman, compañeros that lived and died for and still live and fight for paz, justicia, libertad.
Without Roberto Vargas, La Misión would not be what it is now. He deserves a book about his life, or at least a plaque somewhere on 24th Street. He arrived in San Francisco from Nicaragua at the age of 5. By 1971, he already lived 25 years in La Misión and knew everyone in the barrio. He graduated from Mission High School. Like everyone else, he had been radicalized by the 60s. He organized for the farm workers movement led by Cesar Chavez, formed the Brown Berets chapter in La Misión, fought the tax squad at the San Francisco State Strike, and organized around Los Siete de la Raza, seven young Latinos from La Misión who'd been charged with killing a cop on Alvarado Street. In other words, he was very high energy. Alejandro Murguía.